Jekka News, you need to know now.
It's not really something you want to hear at just after 6:30 on a Friday evening, but there has been an accident in Pretoria on the N1 North heading towards Rydal Avenue, causing slow-moving traffic approaching the scene. You can expect delays at this point from Buerta and Centurion, and then a stationary vehicle in Bedford View disrupting the traffic on the N3 South at Van Buren Road, causing delays there as well.
The Special Investigating Unit has obtained a preservation order to freeze luxury vehicles of popular jazz musician Celelo Selota that are linked to fraud at the National Lotteries Commission. Selota allegedly unduly benefited from one of the projects, and here is the SIU spokesperson, Kaiser Kanyaho, with more.
Selota's luxury vehicle was purchased using funds diverted from three NPOs that received NLC grants under suspicious circumstances.
And moving abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump rekindled the U.S. trade war, threatening to impose a 50% tariff on the European Union and drawing a strong response from European politicians. If they come into effect, the new duties on Brussels would dramatically raise Washington's current baseline levy of 10% and fuel simmering tensions between the world's biggest economy and its largest trading bloc. For more on these and other stories, visit jackrandfm.com. Click on News.
The Small Business Plug is brought to you by Smart SME from Santam. Smart SME is tailored insurance built for small businesses. If you want more info, SMS Smart SME to 34852.
Running a small business doesn't mean you face small problems. That's why you need Smart SME by Santam. It's on-the-go insurance built for small businesses. Even you, Uem Andre, with a bakery that's also a car wash. Or you, the game ranger, that's also a tax consultant. From offices, stock and cars, we cover the all in small business. Visit santam.co.za or SMS Smart SME to 34852 to get a quote. Santam, this is freedom. Santam is an authorized FSP, a licensed non-life insurer and controlling company for its group companies.
Communications and Digital Technologies Minister Solly Malatse has taken a step that could see Elon Musk's Starlink internet service operating in South Africa. He published a proposed policy direction that may soon allow Starlink and similar satellite internet services to legally operate in the country without having to meet the current 30% BEE equality ownership requirement, or rather the equity ownership requirement. Meanwhile, the EFF's spokesperson Tembi Msame responded to this.
Musk has arrogantly refused to comply with the sovereign laws of South Africa, and the ANC-led government has chosen to kneel. This policy is clearly a capitulation in the face of aggressive disinformation campaign of white genocide perpetuated by Musk.
Safe to say the EFF rejects that proposal. A dollar is trading at R17.83, a euro R20.23, and a pound sitting at R24.09. Gold is trading at $3,359 per fine ounce, Brent crude oil sitting at $64.90 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fisher, more news at 7.
We start off with some cricket news. There's, a little bit of action going on at the moment at Trent Bridge between England and Zimbabwe. England made 565 for 6 and they declared. At the moment, Zimbabweans 265 for 9. So the fairy tale almost ending there. But Brian Bennett, top scoring with 139 runs. He made it in quick time as well. 143 balls. So Zimbabwe at the moment still trailing by 300 runs. So they are still 100 runs away from that follow-on. In the match between the Sunrisers Hyderabad and the Royal Challengers Bangalore, 231 for 6 was the final score there, with the Sunrisers Ishan Kishan getting 94 not out. In response, the Royal Challengers Bangalore are 54 not out. So the openers doing the business there for the team, Phil Salt and Virat Kohli on 10 and 34 runs respectively. And in terms of tennis news, world number one Aryna Sabalenka is determined not to let anything upset her title hopes or her digestion as she eyes